righty, it is the wake-up call, 12 to 8, and no Craig Neiman this week, but we are going to check in with the City of Greater Bendigo, and Andrew Cooney is with us. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Rob and Steve.
Good morning.
How are we this morning?
Going well, thank you.
Good, yep. Good.
We hear the Bendigo White Knight is back. Tell us more, please.
Look, Bendigo White Knight, yeah, that's a great announcement. We're really excited to see that from the state government, that Bendigo White Knight's returning on the 2nd of October 2021. We all remember what a wonderful event that was for Bendigo a few years ago, and then things like the pandemic put that on hold, but to have that back in town is just going to be amazing for us, and we're really excited to have it back in early October.
Yeah, it just as importantly too, it's just another signal that things are slowly getting back to, well, some sort of normal anyway. It's great.
Certainly is, and you know, many people that have been impacted by White Knight, we know our tourism sector, our arts sector, they've been really impacted by not having events like this, so it just gives them something to look forward to and build a bit more confidence in October. So really tuned for this. It'll be a really exciting program. We'll release it on the Bendigo Tourism website, and we're working very closely with the State Government of Victoria to bring it back and make sure it's safe.
We've just worked out why Craig's on leave, because he's just announced the budget, haven't you? He's done a run.
I thought it might have been because I had a crack at him about the council meeting last week, but I was only joking. All is forgiven, please.
Yeah, we did have the budget go out. The council adopted our proposed budget on Monday night, so we had a pretty big council meeting Monday night, and it's always a significant meeting when the budget goes out. So there's been lots of work going with the new council since they've come on board. Really some wonderful projects and great initiatives in the budget again. So we've got a $2 million COVID support package for the community, and there's some extensions of our financial hardship provisions for people that are doing it a bit tough. We've got just as importantly, as we're talking about events like White Knight and the community is going to be back open for business, we've really bumped up the initiatives around tourism, major events and marketing in the region to bring people back in. So there's some great initiatives in there. We've got some business grants in there to help businesses adapt to COVID. So some pretty significant support packages, and then some great projects as well. So Bendigo's got a great history of running really good and exciting capital projects. There's some big major projects in there, like the Municipal Bars redevelopment, the Botanic Gardens Central Hub, some new sports facilities at Catherine Macaulay College that we're going to partner with the community on. So lots of great things in there for the community, and it's open for the community to have their say. We've got a website, the Let's Talk Bendigo website, where people can have their say on the budget.
Terrific. Now, the new initiative too, this is exciting, to support Aboriginal businesses and employment opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. We know that every dollar spent with an Aboriginal business generates around $4.40 back into the Indigenous community. So we are looking where we can with ourselves and some other councils in our region to partner with Aboriginal businesses and link them in with our tendering and our procurement program. So there's a bit of in here about building our region's awareness of what's out there already, and there's also some education for the Aboriginal businesses around how they can do business with us. So yeah, that's really important for us and the local Aboriginal community. So again, we're working with the state government and the Aboriginal Chamber of Commerce and Kinaway to try and help bring this together.
Yeah. And the other interesting one too is the Bendigo Food Share. We've heard a lot about that and their new street food hub site in Garstead Street, and great support from the council for it as well.
Yeah, so food insecurity in our region is unfortunately getting worse in some areas. One in 10 households over the last 12 months haven't had enough food to eat, which is really alarming for us. And so the Bendigo Food Share have just done an amazing job over recent years, and particularly last year through COVID. I think our reliance as a community on them really went up a notch, and they responded. And so they've outgrown their premises. They're looking to fit out a new hub in Garstead Street. Council's on board and announced on Monday night a $140,000 funding contribution to this project, and to help the team up at the Food Share to create their new hub. We know that they've got a lot of work to do to keep seeking funding and keep fitting that out, but the council's really keen to kick its support in early.
So, terrific stuff. Hey, Andrew, great to chat. Let Craig know we were only joking, okay?
And we'll be. He'll be back.
No problem. Thanks very much indeed, Andrew. All the best.
Thanks, Robbo. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
Bye. Yeah, you too. Andrew Cooney. who is the Director of Corporate Performance
yes.
at the Bendigo City, the City of Greater Bendigo.